Britta Kramer joins us, like Tiffany Miller, our last guest. It's hard to cover all that she does in a concise manner. Passionate and curious, an artist and a chef at heart, a world traveler, founder of Private Palette, which we'll discuss later, co-creator of Love MKE, a new event that is this Friday at the Deer District. Britta, thanks for taking the time on this beautiful Wednesday morning. I appreciate it. Good coordination.
Thank you
if you're watching on the WTMJ live stream.
We did not coordinate this.
We did not talk about this, but if you go to WTMJ.com, in the upper left, you can click on Watch Live. You can see we are dressed appropriately
and
pretty much the
same.
It looks really good.
Off brand for me.
That's good. Very well done. So let's go back to maybe 2006 in your life. You quit a pharmaceutical position and you backpacked through Europe for 5 months.
Yes.
And what happens during that journey?
So the first thing that we should note is that I was very unhappy in my job, and I felt this longing to either work with food or curated events or be in service, whether that was teaching English in Africa or going into the Peace Corps. Like, I had this longing. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to be doing. I knew I was unhappy. So I made the decision to quit my job. And after I quit, I got an opportunity to go out to Napa Valley and cook with a bunch of world-renowned chefs, and that kind of catapulted me into the idea of starting my own chef business. And during that 5 months, I came up with a business name, I came up with a business model, and I started a personal chef business.
Okay.
My parents always told me world travel is the best investment that you could make in life, and I think it just taught me to follow my heart, follow my intuition, and to be curious, to be open-minded. I learned so much about so many different cultures and their food, and how food heals, and how food transcends boundaries and really connects us.
And you really kind of zoned in on fitness-based cooking, right? I mean, that was kind of the core niche to begin?
I started Private Palette in 2007, it was a personal chef business.
Okay.
My typical client was dual income family wanting to eat healthy, but they didn't either know how or have the time.
Okay.
Within that first 6 months, I had a bunch of features in local publications, mm-hmm. and I started getting pro athletes. The first pro athlete that I got was on the Milwaukee Bucks, mm-hmm. and I wrote on a piece of paper the night before, I want a pro athlete, I want a pro athlete, I want a pro athlete. I'm very much into the power of the written word and manifestation. Yeah. The next day, I got one of the Bucks players. By the end of the week, I had three.
Okay.
And I wrote that three times on the piece of paper. So
starting a business like Private Palette, like what are the startup costs there, and how do you put together the system? You buy the ingredients, or is it all kind of a personal approach based upon each client?
So each client, if you're doing the personal chefing, you go in and you typically have a personal chef fee plus the cost of groceries.
Okay.
And but I was also doing events. Private Palette has changed so much throughout the years. I've pivoted several times. It started as a personal chef business. Then it was focused on pro athletes and celebrities. And then I moved to New York in 2012. Okay. And then I was really focused on curating events, everything from the florals to the staffing to interior scapes, tablescapes. That's when I realized that I was an artist, not just a chef.
Yeah.
And
so when you're putting together the business, did you have preferred local vendors, and how did you create those relationships?
I definitely love to use as much local product as possible. I love to shop at Outpost, the farmers market, and now I have my preferred vendors, Grassroots Meat. They're a co-op of grass-fed meats across the U.S., and they ship meat to me. I also love Kettle Range in Tosa and Elm Grove, and 100 Acre Farms. It has really beautiful lettuce and basil. They're donating some product for Friday's event.
Okay. All right, and we'll get to the Friday event in a moment for sure. So as you're gaining clients and people are coming to you, How did you kind of step back and say, hey, how do I want to scale this business and where do I want to take it? Being kind of a solo entrepreneur, I'm sure those questions always came to mind.
Yes. So in 2012, when I moved to New York, I already had a thriving business and I had a few girls who were working for me part time. They were working in the restaurant industry. They had graduated. They really weren't sure what direction they wanted to explore. And so I offered an opportunity that they would take over my clients and I would work as a broker and find chefs for them and they could make their own schedules and eventually start their own businesses. So that's what I did when I moved to New York. Huh.
When we come back from the break, we'll hear about your journey to New York. Yes. And everything that happened there, and then some international travel as well. Welcome back to the Upswing Entrepreneurial Journeys. Today, Britta Kramer from Love MKE joins us. The Love MKE Summer Solstice Celebration is an event that will promote inclusion, community, and well-being. It will take place in the Beer Garden located at the Deer District on Friday, but we'll hear more about that in a bit. So, Britta, in 2012, you kind of had your personal chef business anchored and brewing, if you will, in Greater Milwaukee. What precipitated the move to New York?
Of world travel, like we discussed before. I spent 5 months in 15 different countries in Europe. I spent time in Thailand. And I just had this longing to live in a city where there was lots of diversity, where you'd walk down the street and you'd hear different languages being spoken. I love the energy of New York. When I went there for the first time in fifth grade, I knew that that's where my home was. Mm-hmm. And I felt a longing to go there. And so I had a mentor at the time and he said, why don't you start, you know, bringing in these girls who've been working for you part time and train them and they can be paired with your clients. And then you can find other clients and pair them while you continue running the business here. And so I did that and I went to New York and did a 12-week program at the Culinary Institute in Soho in New York.
Okay, nice.
And which
was that an intense program? Or
it was pretty intense. And I already had my business. Yeah. So it was very different because I've never actually worked in a restaurant kitchen. I'm self-taught. I come from an Austrian family where everyone makes everything from scratch and has gardens and so
you were able to take what you learned at the International Culinary Institute in New York and then spent the next decade really curating private events and doing a bunch of different creative stylings and photo shoots.
Yes.
And then you had a Europe journey, right?
Bali. I went to Bali. So in New York, I was doing creative direction, photo shoots, styling for fashion shoots and working with brands and then curating events. Again, everything from the florals to the styling to the staffing and the food. And then I went to Bali in 2016 where I immersed myself in meditation and plant-based cooking. And that really changed my life. I realized I had suffered from some anxiety and depression. And I just realized how incredible I felt in my body, especially when I was eating anti-inflammatory foods. And so that was a really pivotal moment. And then I went back to New York until 2022. And in 2022, obviously 2020, my business in New York, events were not happening for a long time.
Yes.
And when I would come back to Milwaukee, it was a completely different experience than what we experienced in New York during the pandemic.
And you
as far
created
as people gathering.
A corporate wellness workshop business called From Roots to Blossom.
Yes, From Root to Blossom.
And that was a way to kind of incorporate what you learned at the Culinary Institute, but the wellness practice as well, and bring those two together.
Yes, yes. And plant-based cooking in Bali as well. So I teach corporate wellness workshops. Sometimes we have 600 people on a Zoom call, sometimes 30. It depends on the client. And sometimes it'll be a one-off class or an 8-week series. And I'll teach here's how to make, you know, this dish, but then here's how we would tweak it to make it plant-based, or here's how we tweak it to make it vegetarian. And I really focus on how food affects our mental health and really incorporating anti-inflammatory ingredients as well.
All right. We'll talk about nourishment, breath, movement, and how food transforms the body, because I want to know, maybe I'm not eating the right way, and what your Mood Food Monday pop-ups, how they could help my world get a little brighter.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about Love MKE that's happening Friday in downtown Milwaukee. Britta Kramer joins us on The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, entrepreneurial journeys through culinary treasures. Today, Britta Kramer joins us, and she'll give us all the details of a big event that's happening at the Deer District on Friday morning. So, Britta, you moved back from New York, moved back to Milwaukee, which is a strategy I'd like, you know, the market to adapt in a bigger whale. In a bigger way, like how can we scale that? The boomerang strategy, people that move away and come back. I think it's really important. So what did you learn and what did you miss when you came back to Greater Milwaukee?
So I have to be honest, in 2022, my business, I had an events business that was really struggling, obviously, because of the pandemic. And then I got separated and found out I was pregnant the next day. So I came back to regroup and then decided to stay in Milwaukee. And at first it was very hard because I missed New York. But now being back for 2 years, I can totally see the silver lining and the purpose in the whole situation. I missed people being kind, how easy it is to connect with people and how people really genuinely want to help you, especially if you're a small business owner. And I'm so grateful for that and all the old clients and connections that I still have and maintained while I was away. I'm really grateful for that. And just the energy of the people.
Yeah, there's a lack of pretense in the market that I think is real and authentic. And did that help you then rebuild the private dining business, or and you launched something called Mood Food Mondays,
yes,
and then
I'm
probably started cultivating additional event ideas. And you know, I'm sure that was just part of, hey, I'm back home, I'm back in a space that I'm comfortable in, and the ideas flow a little bit more freely.
Yes. Well, I think being pregnant and going through the separation and being back in my hometown in Wauwatosa, and I know you're also from Tosa.
Yes, indeed.
I think I had a lot of time during my pregnancy and also during the pandemic to think about what was important to me. My first chapter of work was, you know, working for the 1%, and I realized I worked alone a lot in the first chapter of my life. I love working with a team. I love being in service. And I thought about, like, where do I fit in Milwaukee? And I see, you know, I saw all these spaces that needed to be filled that I saw, you know, going to the coast or traveling or living in Bali. Like, what can I bring to Milwaukee? And I think also another silver lining of the pandemic is that people started talking about anxiety and depression, and that this is just a human experience. This is not something to be ashamed of. This is not something that we should not be talking about. So I started curating events with breath and movement and mood foods, which we'll talk about in a moment. And I've done self-love dinners. I'm looking to collaborate with other people. We did a beautiful self-love dinner at Amara Studios where we had 24 guests. We did a guided self-love meditation. This was in February. And I said, instead of doing a Valentine's dinner, why don't we do a Galentine's self-love dinner where we focus on self-love. We did a self-love meditation and beautiful 100 candles on the table, and people sat, a lot of people had never meditated before, and they were like, what just happened? That was the most incredible experience. I went to another place.
Yeah.
And then we had a beautiful three-course dinner and shopping experience after at Amaro. And then I'm doing small little pop-up retreats, shorter, maybe like 2-hour retreats, so that I, because I also have a 19-month-old, so that I could you know, actually curate something in a short amount of time and not be away from her for too long.
Yeah. And then to scale all that into a huge space like the Deer District and pull off a signature event on a weekend in downtown Milwaukee.
On a Friday morning.
Yeah, I'm sure that took a lot of time and effort to put together.
It has been an incredible passion project. I was connected with another woman, Kristen Wohan, and she was curating a retreat. She's a yoga instructor and a fantastic fellow single mother, and we both had the same vision. We met and we were just sharing about how it would be really great to just get a lot of people into a space and do a morning dance party and not have alcohol and have meditation and yoga and just create something different. We're not saying that there's anything wrong with drinking, but not every event has to revolve around drinking. And quite frankly, that's one of the reasons I moved to New York, because I wanted to find other things besides just drinking focused events. So we're really excited to be bringing this to the Deer District on Friday morning.
We'll get all the details of Love MKE when we come back from the next break. Britta Kramer joins us. Love MKE tomorrow, Friday, June 21st at the Deer District. You're listening to The Upswing. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Upswing. Entrepreneurial Journeys today. Britta Kramer from Love MKE. And before that, Tiffany Miller from Fruition MKE, a new co-working space that's opening big ribbon cutting next week on 27th and Wells. Maybe you're playing croquet for today, for Juneteenth Day, but members of the Good Karma Brands family will participate in a friendly croquet match with the goal of raising $5,000 and awareness for the Penfield Children's Center on Wednesday, June 26th, next Wednesday. WTMJ Steve Scafidi, myself, from our fine sales team, Maggie Sandwick and Bob Peekenbrock, will face off against 101.7 The Truth, Tori Lowe, Benjamin, Kerry Noni, and Ray Riley in a competition. Just go to WTMJ.com, search for croquet, and you'll get all of the information. So Love MKE, the summer solstice celebration, happens at Deer District on Friday morning, the summer solstice, 7:30,
doors open,
okay.
8 a.m. meditation.
All right.
An hour-long yoga class, another meditation, and then Marcus Doucette from Radio Milwaukee and DJ Fuzzy Logic Love will be DJing. Beautiful world vacation vibes. We have two different mocktails made with honey versus refined sugar. Chia pudding, a coconut chia pudding with mango and organic blueberries, yogurt parfait with gluten-free granola and berries, berry cups, and then Flower Girl and Flame will be doing breakfast pizzas.
Ooh, nice.
A shakshuka pizza with a cracked egg on top and some flatbread avocado toast with local greens from 100 Acres.
Okay. Yeah, so these mindfulness culinary yoga events are still relatively new for the Milwaukee market and Wisconsin as a whole, right?
Yes. Well, I don't think anyone's done it with the food component yet.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to the most? And maybe what worries you? Or you shouldn't be worried because you have mindfulness.
I'm not worried because I know the goal is for every person who attends to just have a really beautiful experience and then that share that and spread the word. And maybe a couple weeks ago, I was worried because, you know, we were like, oh, we want 500 people. We want 300 people. But I don't think it's about the number. I think it's about just getting as many people there as we can and creating a really, really beautiful experience and making it a wow experience that's very different from what other events have been happening here.
So hopefully people take time, get to the event. But if I'm at home and I'm looking for kind of the good ways to eat, you know, better, there's a challenge there because it's a little bit more expensive and it may not taste the way that I want it to taste. So how do you balance that with clients? And even what will you talk about at the event? Hey, you want to dive into better eating? Here's what I suggest.
Well, I suggest cutting out meat and seafood a couple times a week because those are very expensive items. I mean, all groceries are expensive right now. But I would recommend maybe three times a week, just doing more of a plant-based diet. Lots of lentils. Those are inexpensive. Chickpeas, nuts and seeds and greens. Lots of leafy greens. Berries are great with lots of antioxidants and, lean proteins.
Like anything, you can kind of take baby steps to get there. You don't have to transform everything at once, but you can go into it with a, hey, I'm going to eat better for this day, then that day, and kind of
yes, or you could take a private cooking class, which
that's
I also offer. I also offer a one-on-one program for women going through big life transitions who want to handle it with grace, and I teach them mood-boosting recipes. There's a food cooking component to it, and then also mindset work.
All right, tickets for the event are available at deerdistrict.com. Britta Kramer from Love MKE joins us today.